The outcomes in these immigration cases vary by state so much that in Georgia, 30% of children with or without a lawyer receive some sort of deportation order. Compare that to Florida, where it's more like 9%. The national average is 15. Wendy Young is president of Kids in Need of Defense, a nonprofit in D.C.
Frankly, in Georgia, you've got a system of rough justice. The children are really in a court where very little time is being given to them to access counsel, and very little time is being given to them to prepare their cases.
That's been true for Sarah Owings, a private immigration attorney in Atlanta. She says the scheduling in federal immigration court here is often too tight.
When you're trying to obtain records from another country, for example, regarding police reports and incidents, those sorts of things, it can take time to just obtain and prepare a case well.
Owings says she thinks Georgia ranks high in deportations, not because the type of cases, but because of the court process.
You hope when you go to court that you would have similar results in similar cases across the board, because immigration is federal law.
In an email, the Executive Office for Immigration Review says it's taking steps to address the discrepancies in how cases are decided in different states. LEU WABE News.